I was talking on the phone with my mother, and I don't remember how long ago this was, but I was telling her my reinterpretation of what I thought happened when I was growing up. It was something that, after a lot of healing had happened and a lot of shifting had happened, where I had taken a lot of responsibility. And my sister is very, very angry with my mother still, and blames her for everything still, and I was very much like this. Probably exactly to the degree that my sister is, but nothing is worse than the way my mother felt about herself. I was just sharing with her, I said, all that I thought happened was really what I was looking for. I said, there are things that you did, and there are things that you didn't, and I completely distorted everything, and I took the things that I felt matched up to my need to feel unworthy, my need to feel like a victim, etc. I said, so it was all my interpretation, my perception. I made things personal when they weren't even about me. I was able to go back and I was able to see that day you were just telling yourself really a doozy of a story and believing it and feeling that kind of pain. We're just saying things and doing things based on that, but it had nothing to do with me, and in truth, it really had nothing to do with you. But it was just something you believed, and honestly, you know, I have such great peace now, and etc., and I told her this, and I could feel her shifting. I could just feel the weight of guilt and responsibility for my feelings, my interpretation, and my experience lifting. Now, did it heal it all? No. I'm sure there's still some stuff there that she's holding against herself. But there was a huge shift. A huge shift. And I didn't do that to heal her. I just, in a sense, let my mother off the hook, literally, by truly forgiving her, by seeing it differently. But when I shared it with her, of why I saw it differently, and legitimately do still see it this way. I mean, it was a real legitimate shift, and I've had peace about it ever since. It's been amazing because it's almost like telling my mother I forgave her was one thing. Showing her that I forgave her in the real sense by sharing the shift in perception was a whole different thing. It is a really good example for me of where here's my mother holding on to this shame and guilt and fear and everything about what she did and what she didn't do and blah, 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 and live her life making it up to everyone and, you know, blah, blah, and never will it be enough, and is anybody really going to love her and da, 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 because she's so horrible, etc. And then I had this shift, which took a while, but I had this shift and no longer see her as guilty, and it was like it gave her permission to look at that and say, wow, maybe I'm not guilty. If somebody can really see the truth, you know, maybe I can too. I can't even put it into words really, but it was a huge shift for her. Another thing that happened in that conversation, and the funny thing is that when I was speaking to her, I had already gotten to the point where I was speaking to her about healing, but I had never directly ever said anything like that. But I had had such a culmination of shifts and had gotten to a real clear understanding. I didn't make it about her. In fact, it wasn't like, oh, great, I'm going to go fix my mother now. Because actually that was part of the shifting, was that I wasn't responsible for her feelings. I wasn't responsible for her well-being. When I was growing up, I'd be a little girl and I'd walk into the room and my mom would be really depressed and really angry a lot. And I would feel like it was my responsibility to fix her. And I grew up like that. I grew up feeling guilty for being born, for taking up space. And my only purpose was to somehow fix my mother. And this is very common in children in environments like that. So for a long time, it was about fixing her, fixing her, fixing her. And then when I healed that, and I really healed that to where I really got that really am not responsible for her feelings and her well-being, and vice versa, that she wasn't responsible for mine. As much as it looked that way in the whole story of mother-daughter, really, she wasn't, and really, I'm not. And so I had stopped trying to fix her, and I just trusted that her curriculum is her curriculum, and her healing is going to happen in the way that hers needs to happen, and that I need to focus on my own paper and literally allow myself to accept the atonement for myself, that I am not looking to heal someone or fix them or whatever. So now this happened, and then when this other stuff happened, and I really got that I did that to myself, and why I did that to myself, and how there are certain parts that I really picked out and just stuck to and held over her and used for years and years and years, it would always come back to, well, if my mother didn't do this or my mother did that, I wouldn't do this. Everything that I did and felt and experienced with addiction and etc. was all based on her and my dad and the story of my parents and blah, blah. And so when I told her all this stuff about how she was not guilty, it wasn't to fix anything in her, because I've had plenty of conversations with her where we never know anyway. I didn't even know how she would take it, and I was literally riding the Holy Spirit wavelength of whatever it is I'm supposed to say and whatever it is I'm not supposed to say, and if I felt prompted to stop talking, I did, and if I felt that something wasn't appropriate to say, I didn't, and I didn't know what it was that I was doing because I didn't have an agenda. I did not have an agenda. So when I felt her shift, it actually was a surprise to me. It was almost like, it was like an afterthought. It was like, wow. Because I was just sharing with her my release, because by this point we had already really started talking about this stuff, but more on an individual basis, because my mother had also suffered from her own addiction and stuff, which I grew up with, and I ended up going and healing from the addiction stuff, sharing with her and back and forth. And this really, maybe just in the past, I don't know how many years, but before I shifted all this stuff, I would get on the phone with her and literally be so angry and irritable that, I mean, she would call me on the phone and I would see her name on the caller ID and I would immediately cringe. Oh, my mother's calling. You know, and I did that for so long. And now there's just this neutral, sweet peace to it. And that to me is huge. It's a joy. And my mom knows that. Whereas before she walked on eggshells, she seriously did. It's like the whole dynamic has changed. That I'm no longer dancing the dance. I'm no longer setting her up and looking for her to be guilty again and again and again because of something I'm holding against her. I'm no longer reading into the things that she's saying and looking for her to act a certain way. And I'm no longer setting her up to be guilty so that I could be innocent. I'm no longer setting her up so that I could be the hopeless, innocent, quote-unquote, victim, so that she could be the responsible one that's with all the shame and the blame. That taking responsibility for sight isn't about blame anymore. It's about letting go of blame. It's about letting go of all blame, all guilt. And it did occur to me afterward that my sister is still very, very angry with her, won't even talk to her, and still holds a lot against my mother. In that moment, she was given a choice. My mother had, at that point, been ready. She had the ears to hear. She had the ears to hear because in the past, if my mom wanted to hold herself as guilty, she would have, yeah, but, and whatever. And no matter what I would have said, she would have heard it differently. Trust me, she would have heard it differently. And who hasn't done that here, right? Not heard a word somebody was saying because they wanted so badly to keep the illusion of guilt going. Or just said, you know, I can't talk about this right now. This is too painful or whatever. Or just not heard at all. My mom has completely, I've said things in the past to her, and my mom has completely just zoned. ADD, not heard a word I was saying, but held on to all the pain and stuff. But my mom had gotten to a point where she was willing to hear what could be the truth about what happened. That maybe she wasn't this grand abuser, that maybe she was the son of God and free. Maybe. I mean, I can't explain it, but I didn't go in there with an agenda, and I don't go in with agendas. I don't look to fix anybody. I've gotten pretty good at that, but I have to say that my mom was the classroom to learn that lesson, to realize that I am not responsible for my brother. I am responsible to my brother. And the only thing I am responsible to my brother with is to take responsibility for my own part, my own sight. And that's it. So anyway, thank you so much.